Just think of the amount of energy it takes to operate a college campus. Think of the amount of waste a campus of tens of thousands can generate on a daily and annual basis. It can be rather staggering. Good morning, I'm David Fair, and this is Issues of the Environment, a regular Wednesday feature during Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU. Our guest this morning is Stephen Moore, and Stephen is Manager of Energy and Sustainability at Eastern Michigan University. And today, we're going to talk about what the school has done to reduce its environmental footprint. Stephen, good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Well, let's start with energy. How much electricity and gas does EMU consume on an annual basis?
Well, for in a dollar amount, we are somewhere around $6.5 million in electricity and gas per year. Which is down significantly from even a few years ago.
Well, let's talk about that. How different is that from, say, a decade ago or even a few years ago?
Right. So in 2008, we were spending about $13 million, including water, so about $11.5 million on natural gas and electricity. We are down now to $6.5 million. A lot of that has to do with rate decreases. Natural gas prices have come down significantly over the last few years, and so we're saving on that. But we also have done a lot of conservation efforts to reduce our electricity and gas uses. So,
what kind of investment has been necessary to make that kind of difference in consumption beyond just lower prices?
Right. So we've done a few projects, a couple of larger ones. We spent $6.5 million to take out a steam system in one of our buildings and put in a new high-efficiency boiler system. We've also put new windows in quite a few buildings across campus, and we've changed some other steam heating systems over to hot water heat. So those projects were a significant investment. But then we've done a lot of smaller investments, somewhere between $10,000 and $50,000 at a time, where we'll go in and save a little bit here and there, and it adds up over a period of time.
But in total, the investment is roughly $8 million or so, correct?
Yeah, right.
So $8 million, are you able to earn those savings back over a rather short period of time?
Yeah, a lot of those will come back over a short period, within 5 years or so. Some of the projects are a little bit longer payback, but overall our payback is around 3 or 4 years.
Well, where are future savings going to come from? Is there going to be an investment in alternative energy sources like wind or solar?
We've looked at that. There's actually used to be a hydro dam right across from the campus here. We looked at that. We've looked at a number of opportunities, including solar on campus, and we are still evaluating them. We haven't found a good financially feasible opportunity yet.
So in moving forward, finding more efficiency is going to be key.
Yeah, that's what we are concentrating on. The greenest energy you can use is energy you don't use, so that's what we aim for.
And you had mentioned this just a few minutes ago, but what about water usage? Has EMU taken measures to more efficiently use its water?
Yeah, for all new installations, we put in low-flow urinals, one-eighth of a gallon, so one-pint flush urinals, which is very low-flow. We put in low-flow toilets, so we're doing that. And then as we replace fixtures, we go with low-flow fixtures, too.
And obviously, there is a cost savings involved in there, as well as an ecological savings, I assume.
Yeah, right. The water is becoming more and more of an expense for us, so we're concentrating more and more on that.
What about grounds upkeep? I mean, there seems to be a significant amount of water used throughout the course of the late spring and summer.
Right. We have made more of a focus on making sure our grounds are maintained properly. The watering isn't overdone or anything like that. We've started doing a lot more composting and collection of materials and, just making that operation as green as we can.
You're listening to Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. Our guest this morning is Stephen Moore, and Stephen is Manager of Energy and Sustainability at Eastern Michigan University. Today we're talking about what the school is doing to reduce its environmental footprint. And Stephen, on a campus with thousands of employees, nearly 25,000 students, the amount of waste generated on a daily or annual basis has to be rather tremendous. Have you calculated the amount of tonnage that is being generated on campus?
Yeah, we monitor that every month. We get reports on how much we generate for waste, and we've monitored that since 2009. We found that we didn't have a good monitoring process before then, so we've really tracked that closely since then. Right now, we are the recycling numbers are off the top of my head easily because I think about those all the time. But last year, we recycled 260 tons of material. If you go back just 2 years ago, we were only about 120 tons of material. So we've really increased the recycling rate pretty significantly.
And how exactly have you implemented the recycling program campus-wide?
So we've put new bins in every building, so every building has at least one or two sets of bins. We also address individual requests for bins and place those as needed. So we identified all the locations that we could, make recycling as easy as possible. And then we also started doing a large signage and informational campaign to help people know what they can and can't recycle on campus.
And as you move from month to month and year to year, are you finding that more people are heeding those signs and participating in what is essentially a voluntary program?
Yeah, we are. We can see the recycling rate increase over time. We're somewhere around 13% when we were down around 7 or 8% to start with. 13% isn't great. We are. Our goal is 40% recycle rate, so we're working our way there slowly but surely.
And obviously, there is an ecological benefit to keeping hundreds of tons of waste out of the landfills. Is there a cost savings for the university with the recycling program?
Yes, the recycling program costs about one third to a half of what the waste generation does for us. So, every ton that's recycled is less money that we spend on it, which means less tuition dollars we need to fund the program.
I know there are days where I can spend an hour or so driving around campus looking for parking because the lots are full. Is EMU taking measures to cut down on transportation costs on and around campus?
Yeah, so we introduced a new free commuter lot last year right near some lot. Anyone can park there and take a free shuttle bus into campus, and that's free to park there, so no parking pass is even needed. That could save a little bit of money for students and faculty and staff during the year. We also introduced a discounted bus pass with AATA, $10 off a month, so we cover that cost, and then anyone can use that pass for a whole month at a time. And we're always looking at other opportunities to help reduce the parking crunch on campus.
And outside of parking, again, there is a huge grounds crew that takes care and makes the place look beautiful, but there is a lot of transportation involved in getting place to place and doing the work necessary. So are you exploring savings in that area as well?
Yeah, we, especially for our grounds crew, we have them use smaller carts that really are much more fuel efficient. And then we, for some of our maintenance people, we've started buying smaller vans that are much more fuel efficient than the larger vans that we use. And we're evaluating those and seeing if they would work for all of our maintenance staff.
Well, where else are savings being made and conservation efforts expanded?
So we are looking at a lot more energy-saving projects over the next few years. We've identified tens of millions of dollars of potential projects. We are just prioritizing them with all the other things we have on campus and trying to figure out how to fund those.
So as we look to the next decade, how much more efficient can Eastern Michigan University become?
There's still room for improvement. We are on the upswing definitely with the efficiency, but we could still do better. There's probably another 5 or 10% that could easily be had. And then after that, it would be a little bit longer payback items.
Stephen, thank you so much for your time. It's been interesting to hear what the campus is doing and what it's going to do in the future, and we'll stay in touch.
Yeah, thank you.
That is Stephen Moore, Manager of Energy and Sustainability at Eastern Michigan University. I'm David Fair, and this has been another installment of Issues of the Environment, a cooperative effort of the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division and the News Department at 89.1 WEMU.